Hey, hello again, everybody. How are you? This is Chris. This is episode 220 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. It is, I don't know what day it is. Saturday, April 20-something. I don't know. And I wanted to remind you that you can find me on X as at LibertarianRep3. And you can find me on Gab, Minds, Truth, Getter, and MeWe as at Chris Farrow. That's my name, Chris Farrow. So thanks again for all the listens and the shares and everything. So this one I want to talk about parallel worlds or alternate realities, really, is what we need to talk about, and how we really do have two Americas. We have people living in two alternate realities, and we really saw this during COVID, right? I mean, I personally saw this. It was incredible, and I still see it. You know, I see it every day. And because during COVID, during 2020, 2021, I was still working and I was flying down to Florida once or twice per week working. And we were working, we were going out to bars and restaurants and, you know, having a regular life. And we'd go out scuba diving out on the dive boats, and we'd go mountain biking. We'd go to the bike shops and we'd rent bikes. And we actually bought bikes down there and did a lot of mountain biking, really great mountain biking down there. But, you know, during that whole time, and I was flying on a plane, you know, twice a week, three times a week, whatever, four times a week sometimes. And it was great. But there was nobody there. I mean, there was nobody on the planes. But at the same time, people in the blue states, the Democrats, were cowering in terror, right? So they were living a totally different reality, and that reality has become a part of their, it's becoming, you know, that is their memory, right? So my memory of COVID is completely different from their, my experience of COVID, and it's because I was living in the real world, where COVID was really not that big a deal for most people. I mean, I knew every just about every single person I met, I worked with during COVID, got COVID. And none of them died. None of them had any real problems with it. There was one guy who had some issues with it. But that, you know, most people, no problem. Just like a cold or a flu or something. That was about it. You know, it was nothing. You know, if you were not an elderly person, or if you didn't have cancer or something, you had nothing to worry about from COVID. If you were a child, you had nothing to worry about from COVID. But the Democrats in the blue cities, blue states, they were living a completely different reality, an alternate reality based on total lies that the television was telling them and the people in government were telling them. You know, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Birx and Francis Collins and Joe Biden and, you know, all everybody, Sanjay Gupta and everybody on television was giving them horribly wrong information. And that's the information they used to make their decisions. And it's the same thing. I mean, we see this now. You know, these are, like I always say, there are the normies, right? The normies, the people who are busy, who are not paying attention. They've got things to do. They've got lives. They've got kids. They've got jobs. They've got hobbies. They've got, you know, and they're not paying attention. And when they, even though they do have time to pay attention, they choose to spend their time watching television, you know, stupid television shows on TikTok or Netflix or sports or whatever, and they're not paying attention to what is important. And, you know, this is the problem. We have these people, like a great example is natural immunity, right? You had, you know, most, all of us, natural immunity is a long-standing, you know, 200-year-old concept of medical science. And, you know, if you get a disease and then you recover from it, now you have natural immunity. Well, that was just completely thrown out the window. The Democrats, and it's Demo, and I'm being very partisan. I'm a very partisan guy, you know, even though I'm not a huge fan of the Republican Party. And I'm, you know, I think there's a big difference between Republicans and libertarians and Democrats. Democrats are really just wallowing in stupidity and insanity and in every way. And COVID was a perfect example of it. And you know, the Democrats are the ones who just tossed aside this entire concept of natural immunity. You know, it's like, well, don't I have natural immunity? Why do I need to get this vaccine? Because isn't the whole point of a vaccine to trick your body into thinking it has the disease so that your body initiates an immune system response and then you sort of have natural immunity, but it's an artificially induced natural immunity? Isn't that what a vaccine does? Isn't that the whole basis of vaccine science? Well, all the Democrats were like, nope, nope. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that old idea of natural immunity. No, it doesn't exist. There's no such thing as natural immunity. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, that's really what they did. I mean, they're insane people. They're crazy people. And they called anybody who questioned them, oh, you're a science denier. You know, it's just amazing to me that these people are so stupid. And like masks, a great another thing, you know, like masks don't work. I still see people wearing masks, and you know, and it's funny because I'm just gonna come out and say it. What is it with black women and masks? I mean, what is going on in the black community with black women wearing masks? It's like almost everybody I see wearing a mask is a black woman. I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of crazy. It's weird is what it is. But you know, masks don't work. They never did. They never will. So, you know, unless you're wearing, you know, a full-blown respirator, it's not going to work. So, and especially these, you know, at least if you're wearing like an N95 mask, okay, maybe you've got like a chance of it working. But all these people wearing these like these cloth masks or these stupid little surgical masks, completely don't work at all. And yet these people are living in the reality, in their reality, they're protected. Oh, I'm doing the right thing. I'm saving society from, you know, I'm protecting myself and protecting others. And no, you're not. You're not doing anything. It's stupid. You just look like an idiot. I mean, these are the same people. I mean, we go through the gamut of pretty much every issue you can think of, right? I mean, look at the, you know, look at Trump, look at the Very Fine People hoax, basically, you know, where there are still Democrats to this day who think that Donald Trump called white supremacists very fine people in Charlottesville or about Charlottesville. And he totally did not say that. You know, he said there are very fine people on both sides of the issue who some people want to take the statue down. In Charlottesville, some people want to leave the statue up. There are very fine people on both sides. And then he said, and I'm not talking about the white supremacists and the neo-Nazis who should be condemned totally. But see, most Democrats have never heard that. They've never heard it because they live in an alternate reality where they don't ever come into contact with the truth, with reality. You know, look at the insurrection. January 6th was an insurrection. They were trying to overturn democracy. It's a threat to democracy. Well, no, it was not an insurrection. It was a protest, and it was the whole point of the protest. It was a Stop the Steal protest to get send the electors back to the states, so that each state legislature could investigate the allegations of voter fraud in the 2020 election. That's what January 6th was all about. But see, Democrats don't know anything about that. They've never heard that because they keep themselves sequestered from any actual truth. You know, look at the border. I mean, for a long time, I think it's no longer true, but for a long time, I had Democrats look me in the face and say, what are you talking about? The border is secure. There's no, this is such a hoax. Maybe like a year and a half ago, I remember a Democrat. There was a couple of them, a couple of people that I know who are Democrats who were telling me, no, they're not. There's nothing to that. That's all a hoax. The border is secure. There's no, thousands of people coming across the border every day. It's ridiculous. Of course, now we know that that was a lie. The truth is that yes, the border is wide open and thousands of people are coming into the to this country, sneaking, just walking into the country every day. I mean, it's just amazing to me. Same thing with the economy, how Democrats, so many Democrats say, oh, what do you mean? The economy is strong. The economy is good. And they have no idea that, they have no idea what GDP means. And I've explained, the GDP includes government spending. And so, if the entire private economy collapses and everybody loses their job, but the government decides to spend, $75 trillion, the official GDP number would be huge, right? Oh my God, look how huge the GDP is. Oh my God, everything's so good. But because they this but it's an alternate reality. It's not good at all. And same with inflation, oh, inflation has come down. And remember when they said inflation is transitory? Inflation is going to be transitory. It's going to be, and then they're saying, well, now inflation isn't transitory, but it's not that bad. It's coming back down. And they don't and they also think that inflation is caused by corporate greed. This is another thing that Democrats think. Oh, it's all because of corporate greed. Oh, these corporations are raising prices. Which is ridiculous, and I should just do an episode just on that. I mean, it's just ridiculous. If corporations could just raise if and corporations are just businesses. So I think that so many people use the word corporate, those corporations, and really they're just businesses. Businesses, the things that the entities that make stuff and sell them to us. But Democrats don't really that they're stupid people. They're really dumb people. But they don't understand, inflation. They don't understand how it works, and it's caused by the money supply expansion. So there's so much, look at Ukraine. Those of us who have been paying attention, we know Ukraine is not going to win this war. It can't win the war. It's getting its ass kicked on the battlefield. The whole thing is ridiculous. We should just not be, all we're doing is prolonging the war. And there are people in Ukraine benefiting. They're the ones pocketing all this money. We're giving them billions and billions of dollars, and a lot of that money, we don't even know where it goes. But see, the Democrats, they all watch CNN, they all watch MSNBC, they all read the New York Times, they all read the Washington Post, and they think, oh, well, if we just give Ukraine more money, they'll win. Oh, yeah, they can beat those Russians. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're, same thing like what I said, I think it was last episode about the weapons going to Ukraine. Oh, we're giving Ukraine $60 billion in weapons. I said, no, we didn't. We didn't give them $60 billion in weapons. In fact, we really didn't give them any weapons. Most of that money goes to the American defense contractors to replenish the weapons we already gave them. So, and then we gave them some of that money. A lot of that money that we're giving that's going to Ukraine just goes to pay the Ukrainian government. It's not even, and then maybe they get 10 billion or so to buy some weapons from somebody, but who are they even going to buy weapons from? Because everybody who supports Ukraine has already given them all the weapons that they have. So they don't even, the whole idea is, the whole thing is just ridiculous. And if these Democrats knew anything about, if they knew anything that was true, I think this is what Reagan said, that people, that liberals, it's not that they don't know anything, it's just that everything that they know isn't true. It's just, and it, like Gaza, like the war in Gaza and Israel, they all think that the Israelis are conducting a genocide. And I think this is true about a lot of libertarians, you know, I listen to like Dave Smith and Andrew Napolitano and stuff talking about a genocide. It's a genocide. And, you know, 35,000 Palestinian civilians have been slaughtered. And, you know, every time I read an article about that, it says in parentheses, according to Gaza health officials. So it's, you know, 35,000 dead Palestinian civilians, according to Gaza health officials. Well, has any like journalist actually verified those numbers? I haven't seen any actual, I mean, those are real. If it's 35,000 people, then we're talking about they're real people, you know, real people, real names. Who are these people? I mean, I haven't seen any actual verification for those numbers. I mean, maybe it's true, I don't know, but you know, so many Democrats just, and I think it's just the media. And like I've said, the media is really the enemy. I mean, the media is just a bunch of total liars. I mean, all they do is lie all day long. But like climate change. Okay, we're all gonna die of climate change. We're all gonna die. Oh my God, climate change is a terrible threat. And the rest of us are living in the real world where, I mean, do you know anybody who's died from climate change? Do you know anybody who's like at risk of dying from climate change? I don't. I think, you know, climate change is the Earth's climate changes. It gets warmer, it gets cooler, the seas rise, the seas fall, glaciers grow, they shrink. I mean, it's that's sort of the natural state of the world. It always has been, always will be, you know. But the Democrats are fanatics. They're because they consume these lies and this hysteria. They are living in this alternate reality where we're all gonna die. We're all on the brink of death because of climate change, and you know it leads them to embrace green energy. Oh, green energy. Oh, we got a green energy. And you know they're so enthralled with this idea of green energy, and but they haven't asked the question, well, what about like what if you want us all to you want to shut down all of this fossil fuel energy generation, electricity generation, but do you really have a plan to replace it all with all of this green energy, you know, wind and solar? Well, no, they don't have a plan. They haven't thought about it. And I think that really the people at the top, they know that, I mean, their goal is not to replace the energy. The goal is to simply reduce the amount of energy that humanity will have available. And so that will just reduce all human activity on Earth. I mean, it's really, you know, it's an anti-human movement. But these people, the Democrats, think, oh yeah, all we have to do is drive, all get electric cars, and everything will be great. Well, no, we're not gonna. First of all, we're not gonna stop the Earth's climate from changing. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing to even consider. And if we all drive electric cars, we're gonna need even more electricity generation. And do you have a plan for where are we going to get all this electricity? And then when you look at the green, you know, electric cars, all these batteries, all the batteries and all the transmission lines that you have to run for all these windmills, these wind turbines and the solar panels, all the you know, all the cement footers and the steel and the electrical lines and running for miles and miles and miles, you know, to the cities and then all the batteries that we're gonna need. I mean, we're gonna be raping the earth for every mineral that the earth has. And you call that green? But see, the Democrats never think about any of this stuff because they're living in this fantasy land. And it's and the problem is that they are going to force these fantasy ideas on us. And you know, even like a great example is and I've talked about this a million times about the sanctions against Russia, right? So Joe Biden, they had this fan they were living in this fantasy world where, oh, we're gonna impose sanctions on Russia and we're gonna bring Russia to its knees. Well, the reality is we didn't do that. That's complete nonsense. We have not brought Russia to its knees. In fact, Russia is probably stronger now than it ever has been, and it's more the other countries of the world are more united against us than ever. But the people in Washington will never admit that they're wrong. The Democrats, the people, and it's both parties really on that issue. They will never admit that they were wrong, that they miscalculated. So this is very dangerous that we are, we're living in this, we're ruled by people whose heads are in fantasy land. And I mean, you can go into the gender stuff that women are, oh, men are really women are really men. I mean that and then if you force these crazy ideas, these fantasy-based ideas, and you force the real world to try to conform to those ideas, you're going to run into headlong into reality, and reality is going to slap you in the face. And that slap in the face might be people starving to death. Oh, well, we thought we had enough electricity to run all these to run our civilization. Well, it turns out we didn't. Turns out everybody's going to freeze to death in the winter. Oh, turns out all these old people are going to die of heat stroke in the summer because we don't have enough electricity for the air conditioners. Oh, turns out we don't have enough food production now. People are going to starve to death. I mean, it's the same with like printing money. The MMT people. I mean, the left is big modern monetary theory. They're big into modern monetary theory, where they think they can just print money all day long, and there's not going to be any consequences. Well, that we're coming into, we're running into the reality now, as prices go up, and people suffer. So all of this is going to result in human suffering, and I mean, some of it could even end up, like I've said, World War III. They think, well, we can do anything that we want to the Russians. Oh, they won't do anything. Well, what if Putin just decides to nuke New York, nuke Washington, just nuke the entire United States? It just takes everybody by surprise. Because nobody thought he would do it. And I mean, half the time I think we freaking deserve it. The way we were, how arrogant and stupid we are. We think we can push everybody around. We think we can push these people around, and we think we're living in this fantasy land, and these people are going to get us killed. I mean, they really are. So I think that this is one of those things we need to talk about, and we are in danger. These people are endangering our lives. And I mean, everywhere you look, we are in danger. Our civilization is crumbling, is falling apart because we're being forced to follow these rules. They are trying to mold reality into something that it can't ever possibly be. And we're gonna that add that collision. The collision of fantasy and reality is going to be, is, I mean, we see it every day. It is destructive. So we need to be talking about this and thinking about this. So to everybody. So, all right, that's it. I'm going to stop there. This was episode 220. So let me know what you think, and I will see you on the next one. All right, bye-bye.